I'm Rich Thomason. Just in time for Super Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court has handed Donald Trump a major legal victory as he runs for re-election.
In a unanimous ruling, the High Court said Trump could not be removed from the ballot in Colorado. The justices ruled that states, without action first from Congress, cannot use the Constitution's insurrection clause to keep presidential candidates from appearing on ballots. As a result, the court's move ends efforts in Colorado, Illinois, Maine, and elsewhere to disqualify Trump and kick him off the ballot. On social media, the former president issued a four-word statement: big win for America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nikki Haley celebrating a victory in the Republican primary in heavily Democrat Washington, D.C., picking up 19 delegates. Former President Trump, who's now calling Haley Queen of the Swamp, has 244 delegates heading into the Super Tuesday contests in 15 states and American Samoa. Also at SRNnews.com, this time it's not a beach getaway. Today, President Biden is in the mountains at the Camp David presidential retreat with no events on his calendar. A new poll documents voter concern over the 81-year-old Biden's ability to handle the presidency.
What it found regarding the 81-year-old Biden is that 6 in 10 say they don't have a lot of confidence about his mental capability. That's important because in January of 2022, only half said they had those concerns. So we've seen an increase in the past 2 years. Most importantly, we've seen that increase after the release of a special counsel's report saying that there were memory issues for President Biden.
And correspondent Josh Boak says this is an APNORC poll. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 90 points, the NASDAQ off 26 points. This is SRN News. Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, hosts a daily podcast on the prayer.com platform called Bible in a Year. Pastor Graham says the podcast started small but has developed into an amazing experience for him.
When we were approached by the people at pray.com, they asked me to do it, and we prayed about it and said yes. And honest to goodness, I thought if we get a couple of 100,000 people on this, it would be great. But I was willing to do it and glad to do it because it was about the Bible. And there's such a hunger for God's Word, and that's the whole point of why this has become what it's become. And so we started, and before you knew it, it took off, and now we're at right at 50 million downloads. It's beyond my imagination.
Jack Graham says through his 250 Bible in a Year episodes on prayer.com, he has reached more people around the world than during his entire lifetime of in-person preaching. The free podcast available at BibleInAYear.com. This is SRN News. It's a monumental job on the fire-ravaged Hawaiian island of Lahaina, a job of cleanup in the wake of the devastating and deadly wildfires, and researchers have major environmental concerns amid
piles of toxic debris. They don't know how chemicals and metals from burned plastics, lead paint, and lithium-ion batteries will affect delicate reef ecosystems, but research now underway by the University of Hawaii could provide the community a sense of how the ocean is weathering the disaster. They placed 20 sensors off West Maui that measure temperature, salinity, oxygen, turbidity, and chlorophyll every 5 minutes.
And that's correspondent Jackie Quinn. A group of men in masks opened fire at an outdoor party in Central California last evening, killing 4 people, injuring 3 others. It happened in King City, California. The attackers got away. More details, SRNnews.com.